I did some right. I'm much younger than you, but that's why I think how I say this, I think like this is maybe could be rude, but I just think I surprised you so smart. I always get inspired by my parkour teachers. They are like 40 years old, like first generation of parkour. Even not before the name, it's called after development. It's before the parkour name, the first spirit of parkour.
Mm.
It's more, it's what they're doing. It's like, yeah, it's parkour, like climbing, stepping stuff. But it's more inside, more mental. What they do, more training so hard. Like do, when you do jump, like you do like many, many times, then make your body strong. Like so when I met them, I get so inspired. You, they are so strong. Also, they also think how they train. So, I thought they are very strong and so smart. But in my usual life, I never get inspired someone not to, like, do, like, parkour. Mm-hmm. I just surprised. I didn't expect. I met Christian, many people, like, I told you, Chad Hamon, or they of course they like give me lots of like caring and love, but like as this way and as idea, I just so surprised. I just think like kind of tempting for me, but I just surprised. Thank you.
No, we're all happy for you, really happy for you. Yeah, because. You know, you were made for a purpose, and God gave you ability and a talent. You can do parkour, and people are amazed, you know, but your life is more than parkour. And some of the people who give all of their time to something like that and they develop it is honorable, is good. You know, and we should respect people for developing their skill and their discipline and their strength, you know, to be able to do things that other people can't do. That's amazing. But at the end of the day, we don't just live for ourselves, you know. And you don't just live for the brief entertainment that you provide for people. If you really want to live according to what we were made to live, we live our lives to impact other people. And that's where the greatest satisfaction can ever be. You know, it's what we've been given is to give away. And if you can accept what I say now after today, actually, the main thing that you do is not even for the other people, as good as that is. But the main thing that we do is we do to give back to God. Because He's the one that gave you the skill. He's the one that gave you life and breath and gave you everything that you have. So ultimately, for all of us, we want to give back to Him. We owe everything that we have. And I hope that one of the things that you'll come to, and all of us can come to, is the realization. When Barbara said to me, so there might not be very many people at the meetings, I said, that's okay. I mean, I've preached to large crowds of people, but I'm actually having a lot of fun. I love this, to be able to do, because your life is going to be changed today. Definitely your life is going to be changed today. And
I didn't expect
that. Yeah. So this is sweet to me. But ultimately, whatever I do for God. And there's one line. I don't know if you ever watched the movie. Do you need to interpret any of this so everybody understands? One of my favorite movies is a movie by the name of Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire って映画見たことある？いい映画です。 あります。はい。はい、1981年ぐらい。炎のランナー。
Have you watched it before?
そうでもない。まあそうだけど、まあクリスチャンだけど、はい、炎のランナーってオリンピックの選手の話、見たことない。
ありますから見せましょう。一緒に見ましょうよ。
You gotta watch this movie.
この映画見てください。
The fastest man in the world.
世界で一番速かった人ですけども。
For the 1924 Paris Olympics.
パリの1924年のオリンピックという話で。
It was known as the Flying Scotsman.
トンテル・スコットマンっていうスコットランドの人なんですけど。
And they were a very devout Christian family.
本当に熱心なクリスチャンの家族で。
And there were people in his family who felt that he shouldn't run because it drew too much attention to himself.
家族の人はそんなあなた走んないで、走ると自分に注目がられて神様に注目いかないでしょう。
And that he really should be going to be a missionary to China.
その時に中国に宣教に行った方がいいって家族の人は。
And he says this statement, and stick with me forever.
でこのことを彼が言って、この彼の言ったことはずっとも私の頭の中にあります。
He says, but Jenny.
でもジェニー。
God made me.
神様は私を。
Jenny was his sister's name.
ジェニーはあの妹の話だけど。
And he made me fast.
神様は私を早くした。だから。
And he says, when I run.
私が走るときに。
I feel his pleasure.
私は神様は喜んでるのを感じるんだよ。
Oh,
もうそのラインを聞いたときに私は胸を打った。
That is such a great line.
本当にいいラインでしたね。
You know? God made me fast.
神様は私を早くしてくださった。だから、
when I do the thing that He made me to do,
してくださったことをするようにするときに私は、
He's smiling.
神様は私のために喜んで笑顔をしてくれるんですね。
So I think when God looks down,
神様は手を出して、
and sees you doing these amazing jumps.
素晴らしいジャンプをするときに、
You'll feel His pleasure.
神様が喜んでるのを感じることができるんです。
He made you good.
神様が良いことができるようにしてくださったわけですから。
Maybe you guys can watch it together. You might even know the song that made that actually it won the Oscar that year. For the song for that movie.
Thank you.
81年。Unorthodox, very strange way. Because he ran with his head up.
And his mouth open.
And his mouth open, yeah. But he did that because he was looking up to God.
You guys don't know the movie either. It's
a classic. It's a classic. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Oh, he was young.
He actually was the fastest man in the world in the 100-yard dash.
Yeah, 100 today.
But the 100-yard dash finals fell on Sunday.
で、日曜日だったんで、彼は。
And so he came to the British Olympic Committee and said,
オリンピックの委員会に行って、
I can't run.
もう日曜日だから走ることできないっていう。
I can't run on Sunday.
日曜日に私は競技ができないって言って、
So they had to put him in the 200 yards.
ですから彼は代わりに200メートルに走って、
which wasn't his best race.
で200メートル自分は彼はそれは専門じゃなかったんですけども、
but he still won.
それとも200メートルでオリンピックで金メダル。
すごいね。
彼は後に中国に渡って宣教師になって、最後は脳腫瘍でしたけなんだけど、日本のインターメットキャンプに行ってね、でも最後まで本当に子供たちとサッカーして喜んでる姿で終わる。
Naoki, you said you are so surprised from today.
Yeah.
But honestly, God is not surprised. And we've been praying for you and loving you and inviting you, but you didn't really want to be here today. you know, you wanted to be somewhere else. But God is not surprised, because any plan He has for us, He's the main part of the plan. He's the star. I mean, he's the plan, and then we get to join part of His plan. So God is so, He's happy that we're all here, you know. He's happy that we chose to come and be here. And like Kevin was saying, we have a choice. But we can choose to turn away from God, or we can choose. I mean, he'll wherever we go, God will be there waiting for us. Like, we can't escape God. We can try, but we can't. I mean, I'm going to run, and I'm going to, and we get to where we ran to, and God's waiting there for us.
There's
no place. I don't know. I once heard this preacher say, he couldn't do too many bad things because he has a mother who prayed. Well, you have a mother who prays. So you cannot get away from God. You can try, but no matter where you go, how far you run to, God is waiting there for you.
I need to also know who am I myself. Because of course I know everybody is Christian here, right? So, but I need to ask myself if I'm really following God or not. I mean, I need to understand what is God is more better, I think. So I just inspired a lot today. I so surprised. But just to, I'm just to, not just really expecting, because I don't want to be betraying because I get hurt, but I actually, it's kind of exciting to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because if I truly think from my honesty, okay, oh, God is here, I can see. I can hear, I can feel. I just really like this. So today is kind of like my, I don't know, like first step. I just thinking so surprised. Another one thing. Sorry.
No.
But yes, it is. So since I was small, I never like get inspired by just like for example, like just talking or reading book. I always inspired by like a express movement, body movement, how people like parkour, dance, acrobat, or sports like basketball, or like just more like express dance, like extremely use your body, or music, song from the your throat, your voice. So I never thought I could get inspired from speech today. Because today I just sitting because how I always get inspired because I, for example, when I train with the Yamakasi, the Pastor Paco group, which is my teachers, I just always like start, no talk, just learning. Follow them. To push up, climb the wall, down, I get all down. No talk, just I learn from all the body movement. I always inspired from, wow, how many times you can do, how far you can jump, how far, like high press it down, there's no sound like this. So I never, like, inspired from the talk. maybe because I never had that. That never talked to me, like like this, but today I just, because today was actually very long. I cannot listen to someone speak it wrong. I'll feel sleep all over. I'm kind of empty man, like, oh, talking a lot. But today, like, from 10 a.m. till now, I was like, oh, listening. Okay, even the, when you talk about from Bible, when I read some, but I never read, like, so, everything. So actually, I'm sorry, but I'm not interested at all to the Bible story. But today, when you talk about this,
Gideon.
I don't know what Gideon was. Okay, what happened? Just tell me what happened next. So, I was like, oh, who was? These things never happened to me. I just so surprised. Actually, people can inspire people from just talk and speech, just from just only that physical movement. I just so surprised. It was very, like, for me, honestly, so fun and so productive. Like, even I have broke leg, I was so depressed, so anxious, but today was so, like, productive.
Amen.
I really appreciate you. You know, God can really do a lot of things with your life because you're transparent. It's very special. Yeah. If you can be so honest with us, you are a very special man. Yeah. When Jesus looked at the man that I talked about earlier, that he said he knew him, his name was Nathaniel, right? And when he first time he met him, he said, I remember you. I know Nathaniel, I know who you are. You were the one that was sitting under the tree there. And he said to him something. He said, Nathaniel, you are an Israelite in whom there is no guile. That's a very, very wonderful quality you have. You don't have to be somebody else. You can just be who you are. If you can jump 50 feet and down, we might be impressed. But there's not a single person in this room who would say that it's much more impressive to see somebody who really has a pure heart.
Yeah.
You're a good man.
Good. Praise God. It's 9 o'clock. It's a good sharing time. I praise God. I just glory to God. Just want to pray together. Just the closing.
Amen.
Oh God, thank you so much for this today. Everything, oh God. It was a coincidence. これは本当にあなたによって選ばれた日であることを確信します。Thank you so much for all the words we heard today. The greatness, the bigness of you. あなたがしてくださった素晴らしいことを今日聞くこと感謝です、神様。神様、今日が特別になったことを感謝です。私たち一人一人に触れたことを感謝です。We just praise you and thank you, God. You are real, you are big.God, thank you so much that you brought us together here. We seek you and expect it. Let us be the torchbearers. Let us be the ones to stand up and just scream and shout. You are truly God. You are great to our neighbors and friends of God. Thank you so much for tonight. Everything, just praise to you, glory to you. In the name of Jesus.